Evan, Charlie from Fading Blonde, welcome onto the New Music Show. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. Really good, thanks, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. So we've loved playing your track, Walking Distance, over the past couple of weeks. And we're going to talk about it in a minute. But first, I was hoping we could just kind of get to know you guys a bit. So you guys are a four-piece from Nottingham. How did you like meet and start playing music together?
So it was 2018, so just over 2 years ago now. So I think it was like March, April time.
Yeah, about that time.
When we first met. So it kind of just happened through friends of friends. So it was actually our old drummer at the time. We met and then he was friends with our guitarist, Owen. And we needed a guitarist at the time, so he asked Owen. And then Owen was in a band with you before.
Yeah, back in the day. We were in this band together called The Rescue, but like back in like 2015. So we knew each other from there. He just dropped me a line, asking him for a jam, and
we were actually kind of worried because I think when you sort of don't know each other before and you only meet through the music, it can be a little bit weird. But thankfully, we did click straight away anyway. So and we just sort of went from there.
And were you always playing original tunes, or did you start off doing like covers and things?
No, we never played any covers.
We've done one cover.
Yeah.
I think in our whole career. And that wasn't even when we started, that was when we were like a proper band, just before we just chuck a cover and set.
Yeah, we always wanted to. It was very much like I was writing the songs that I wanted to get into a band, a new band. So it was always writing new stuff, yeah.
And what kind of bands did you take influence from? What kind of bands made you want to be in a band in the first place?
It's really varied because we all come from like different musical backgrounds. So like, I was raised on like 80s metal. So like, my influences growing up were like kind of Iron Maiden-y, AC/DC style. That's similar to our guitarist Owen as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, your genre was.
Yeah, I mean, I was sort of more into the sort of pop punk and punk rock side of stuff. So I came up on a lot of Green Day and Paramore. Blink-182, and then more recent stuff, kind of bands like Neck Deep, and bands, I'm more sort of the poppier side of rock as well, so
yeah,
I think we bring those together, but we all listen to, I think, things differently now because of each other. Mm-hmm. So Owen's got me into a band called Tiny Moving Parts, and we've been listening to the Front Bottoms together recently, really like those guys, so yeah, we're sort of learning new bands from each other, which is cool. Mm-hmm.
And what's the music scene like in Nottingham? Is there a lot of, obviously right now, I can dead, but you know, when you are out there playing, are there a lot of bands that you're friends with, kind of touring with, playing shows with?
Yeah,
man. It's a really good scene. It's sick. There's so many like good venues just to play for like the up and coming bands. And there's a nice like, integration between like the big bands that come starting to play like Rock City and Bodega. Like the small bands have the opportunities to play there as well, so you all feel very nicely like knitted together, and that's really nice.
that's really cool. I think like people do actually go to each other's gigs, like and listen to each other's bands in Notts, which is really cool. So we've seen like people in Notts bands go to other Nottingham bands' gigs, like wearing our shirt, like we're not even involved at all. So like that's really cool. I think people are very supportive in Notts, so we just really wanted to get back up and running again.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. So the new single, Walking Distance, I just think it's so relatable, you know, the lyrics to it. It's quite simple to understand, and once you get it, you get it. But how have you found, it's been out for a couple of weeks now, how have you found the reaction to the track so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's been good. We've been really excited about getting this one out because we've actually been playing it live for a little bit of time. So I think for those people that have seen us live for a little bit, it was kind of like, finally this one's out, and they were really excited about it. Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side, we've also had kind of quite a few cool articles and reviews written about it that kind of we wouldn't usually get in interviews like this that we've never really done before. So we felt when we were recording it like it would be a big step for us, and like it was a better song, both kind of recording wise but also songwriting wise than anything we've put out before. So
it's been cool to get exposure outside of Nottingham as well for radio play and interviews as well. It's been really nice to have that kind of more exposure from the track, which is really cool to see. It's happened to this one.
And what's the story behind the track? I mean, it's a pretty simple story to understand, but is it a real story? Is it something you've just made up? Something that happened to you, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a breakup song in a sense, but also a kind of friendship song. So I went to uni for a few months and then dropped out. This was back in 2017. So the ideas for the song has been in the works for quite a while now. And when that happened, I sort of left behind the people that I've been living with, the person that I've been with. So yeah, it was a kind of really sudden implementation of distance that wasn't there before, both kind of emotionally and also physically. So yeah, it was kind of from there. And I guess I was still processing those feelings for a while because of that experience. And then the song came out. And obviously in recent months, it's kind of taken on a whole new meaning for us because of the distance that COVID has created for people.
Yeah.
So I think in a way it's almost become about that for us as well.
Yeah.
Is that sort of introspective writing style about writing your own, about your own emotions and things that go on in your life, is that something that runs throughout your tracks, or is that just a one-off for that one?
I think it's mostly personal, but sometimes definitely I'll do it through the eyes of a sort of character or something that's different. It will definitely come from a place, but I also sometimes think, sometimes I just like the way the words sound or the image that it creates. We've got some songs that I think are really quite visual and they're just sort of, it's more about what...
I don't know, like, you know what I mean? With beyond this, the next song.
It's gonna sound so like cliche, but it's written to kind of take you from like A to B, rather than like a song to listen to and like there's just like one meaning. It's like anyone can listen to it and take their own take off the song.
Yeah, so that's why it always takes us like a long time to write a second verse lyrically,
yes.
Right? Because we always like set up the story and the idea and I know like what I want to do, but then it's like, where do we want it to go in the second verse? Like, it needs to like go in a certain direction. So we'll always like have like half a song for maybe months.
Yeah.
Like the second, finally, I'll come to a practice. Like I've got the second verse lyrics. Finally.
That could be a very niche thing, though. You could be a band that only releases half songs. You know, that's, I don't know any other bands that do that. So you said you actually wrote the song a while ago and you were playing it live. Did you change the record at all? So like when you were playing it live, thought, oh, it might be sound better if it's this lyric or this part of the, I don't know, guitar, etc. Or is it stayed the same from when you kind of first conceived it as such and then put it out?
It was similar for a while, and then for me at least, my experience of it was it stayed the same, and then we were lucky enough to work with our drummer on the last track with Zach, and he saw music in like a different way than we'd seen it before. So like he was able to write drum parts that emphasize all the right areas as well. So it was like, we'd always play it and feel, well, and I always feel like a bit, there's something else that could be on this song. And then like Zach came, like this magical key, he like unlocked it. So that there's a lot of good change, but very like late on, which really helped us when we were getting to the studio, having that positive influence in Zach and all of our heads creatively coming together. So we changed quite a lot of it in like the last like few months of actually having the song. Stayed like very plateaued.
Yeah,
massively.
And I think also our producer, Tristan, he recommended some sort of harmony changes and melody changes and some lyrical changes as well. That sort of, so I think we maybe cut out a couple of swear words as well. We were advised that if it doesn't need to be there, then we'll take it out. Like there's still one in the second verse, but yeah, that was a really good piece of advice actually that we sort of, it doesn't need to be here, so we don't need to put it in.
Yeah, he's got a really good ear, and he always like messes on like his keyboard equipment to hear like harmonies and stuff, but we're just not hearing. He's really good.
We've recorded another single with him that's coming out hopefully soon, so yeah, we're really excited about that as well.
Well, that goes quite nicely into my next question, which is about the future. You know, obviously the live element of your band is pretty non-existent at the moment, but what are we building towards? Maybe like an EP, or are we just like a couple of new singles? What's on the horizon for you guys?
The plan I think is singles for a while. I think again upon advice and things that we've learned along the way, I think right now an EP is maybe not the right thing for us. Mm-hmm. I think we really need to push the individual tracks and try and get some momentum on them.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what's been most successful for us as well so far. I look at Flash of Lights and my works that came out individually and they went down really well.
So yeah.
We stay on that track, just keep releasing individual songs. Yeah, growing up that thing.
Amazing, amazing. So before you go, where can people find out more about your band?
So we're on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. On Instagram it's @_FadingBlondOfficial, that's probably where we're most active.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all over Spotify as well, and
Apple Music,
all of the different streaming platforms. So, yeah.
That's great, definitely do check these guys out because they are brilliant. Well, that's about it. Thank you so much, lads, for joining us tonight. Really hope you enjoy the rest of your Friday night.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Best of luck with the new single. The brand new song from Fading Blonde is called Walking Distance. It's out now. It's on all your streaming sites, so make sure you go and give it a listen. And before you go, lads, would you just be able to introduce us to your new track, please?
This is Charlie and Adam from Fading Blonde.
This is our new track, Walking Distance.
I can drive, I don't even try. Crash and die. I can't afford a train. I've got no other way. You'll find a better beat, and now we're history.
Used to be.